Rita Bennett remembers the day a twister ripped through Topeka like it was yesterday. She and her family sheltered in her aunt's basement under some tables. Bennett, who got separated from her parents in the chaos, remembers desperately grasping for her father's hand, who was just out of reach.
It was just the most awful sound I think I've ever heard. Things hitting the table, the thunder, the sound, and I thought, I swear the train was going through the house, and it seemed like forever, and then it just stopped.
The 1966 Topeka tornado killed 17 people and tested a long-standing urban legend that Burnett's Mound could deflect tornadoes and spare the town from incoming storms. Some say the addition of a water tower and construction around the mound 6 years earlier opened the door for the F5 twister. Tonganoxie, Kansas has its own myth, the Tonganoxie Split. It holds that the nearby Hubble Hill and other natural and man-made features cause storms to split and weaken before they can hit the Kansas City metro. Jonathan Kurtz, a meteorologist at the National Weather Service's Pleasant Hill location, said the split is part of Kansas City culture, but it's not real.
It's fascinating, though, because there's not any scientific backing to what it is.
For Tonganoxie residents, however, the split's existence isn't even a question.
Oh, I know it's real.
Bob Hurst lives in Tonganoxie and is in his mid-70s.
I mean, you can see thunderstorms coming. You know we're going to get hit with them. And all of a sudden, they just kind of go to the north and to the south of us.
Scientists, however, are split about it.
And honestly, if you look at a lot of the papers, the conclusions are all over the place.
I think it's just the greater Kansas City urban area.
So it is probably the two of them together that are doing this. So let's give Tonganoxie some credit.
That last voice was Dev Nyogi, an Earth and Planetary Sciences professor at the University of Texas at Austin. His research has found that city buildings disrupt wind flow and break up storms. He used an example of a car driving straight toward a barrier.
It is not going to hit that barrier and then take a left turn. It is slowly going to swerve itself away from that barrier, the same way the winds do that.
Building barriers and urban heat islands are key components that break up storms, according to his research. A city's man-made structures absorb and re-emit the sun's heat more than surrounding natural landscapes, forming pockets of heat.
It's the most fundamental urban impact on the surrounding climate.
That's Bob Bornstein, professor emeritus at San Jose State University. He studied thunderstorm splitting over cities like New York, Beijing, Atlanta, and Houston. He found that storms split around New York City. Sometimes.
On some days, storms were initiated over the city when there were no storms anywhere near the city. On other days, when storms were moving towards the city, they frequently split and went around the city.
Nyogi said hills and mountains, like buildings, can disrupt wind flow and change storms. But it's not all about scientific explanations. Wanyin Shao, an associate professor of geography at the University of Alabama, said residents' belief in the split is something deeper. They're driven by something called motivated reasoning. It's more like an active form of confirmation bias, Shao explained.
I'm motivated to believe, oh, I was spared this time, I will be spared forever because it's some kind of mysterious power.
Gabrielle Bourjon, who's lived in Tonganoxie for 14 years, hasn't investigated the split too much, but she thinks it's real.
If there's a severe storm on either side of us, any side of us, it almost always goes around. I mean, we'll get thunderstorms and rain and stuff, but nothing too severe. And I feel like it's not a coincidence, you know?
The world is scary. People have a primal urge to make sense of it and feel safe. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Maya Cederland.